This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Garza. Date of birth, March the 18th, 1971. Case ID number is 645-4557. Date of exam, October the 26th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/9/23. And medical records from Dr. Al Schwelke, dated 8/28/23, and emergency room medical, Edinburgh Regional Medical Center notes, dated 10/26/22. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old separated male with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain, comma, diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy, comma, burns on his hands, comma, decreased vision, comma, hearing loss, comma, and foot ulcers on his left foot. The claimant is presently employed at Enterprise Car Dealership, where he has been working there for 9 months. He is presently working 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Before that time, he worked 30 years as a truck driver for the state of Texas, which was also a full-time job. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a house, and he's receiving retirement funds from the state at this time. He is not on disability benefits. Allegation number one, lumbar sacral back pain. Number two, diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy. Number three, burns on his hands. Number four, decreased vision. Number five, hearing loss. And number six, foot ulcers on his left foot. History of allegations. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2000, he started to develop pain in his lumbar sacral back area. He states that he fell off a ladder in 2015 and sustained herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area times three. No surgeries were performed. He states the character of the pain is an aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down both legs. No surgery was performed, and he states that he occasionally has stabbing pain in the lumbar sacral back area. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Antonio Wong. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing lighthouse work, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and occasionally watering the grass and walking. As noted earlier, his physician is Dr. Antonio Wong. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. The claimant does take tramadol 50 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, and naproxen 500 milligrams, two tablets BID for pain, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain with herniated disc times three. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy. The claimant states that in 2013, He was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage except for retinopathy, diabetic polyneuropathy with tingliness and numbness of his hands and fingers, but no cardiovascular disease. He also states that his kidney function is functioning well. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per week and states that the lowest it's ever been is 67 mg/dL and the highest it's ever been is 438 mg/dL. His last fasting blood glucose level was 264 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8%. He is presently on Humalog Mix 75/25, 25 units BID, and Toujeo 30 units sub-Q QHS. His condition appears to be borderline controlled at this time. Allegation number 3, burns on his hands. This claimant states that in 2021, he applied for a job at a Chinese restaurant and was on his first day of work when he was cooking food and noticed at the end of the day that he had oil burns on his hands. The location of the burns are on the dorsal side of his hands, and he has mild scarring, all of which have healed. No surgeries were performed for this condition, and the claimant did seek medical attention, but the burns appear to have healed up nicely on his hands. Allegation number 4, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2018, he was diagnosed with glaucoma, and he also had diabetes mellitus. The claimant has a small vitreous detachment of the right eye and does have problems with both eyes and does wear glasses at this time. He states his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is poor. He was diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy, especially with the right eye, with small retinal bleeds. The claimant saw an ophthalmologist yesterday, and his readings and his Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected, was 20 over 80, and corrected was 20 over 50. OS uncorrected was 20 over 80, and corrected was 20 over 40 for OS. Snellen visions were performed in my office, and OD was 20 above 200, uncorrected. Pinhole was 20 over 100, and corrected was 20 over 100. OS uncorrected was 20 over 200, above 200. Pinhole was 20 over 70, and corrected was 20 over 70. Binocular uncorrected was 20 over 100, and corrected was 20 over 100. I have given you both Snellen visions, and more likely than not, the ophthalmologist's Snellen vision is more accurate. Allegation number 5, hearing loss. The claimant states that in 2021, he started to have problems with hearing and was diagnosed with presbycusis. He states the right side has caused more problems. He does not wear hearing aids and no surgeries have been performed. An examination was done of both ears and the claimant appeared to have wax in both ears. He is able to hear my conversation, and that I did not have to speak louder in order to converse with him. Allegation number 6, foot ulcer of the left foot. The claimant states that in October 22, he developed a left foot ulcer and cellulitis. He was given medications and debridement was performed. He was hospitalized for one day, and the ulcer has healed completely. There is only a very small scar noted where he had the ulcer. No fractures or injections were given. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Garcia and Dr. Antonio Wong. He is on naproxen, 1,000 milligrams BID, which does give him relief. He does occasionally walk his grandson with a stroller and occasionally waters the plants. Family history. The father has diabetes mellitus. The mother suffered from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and heart failure. And there is a positive family history of glaucoma. Medications, tramadol, 50 milligrams BID, ketorolac, trimethamine, 0.5% optic drops, one drop BID, lantanprost, optic drops, one drop QHS, Humalog mix, 75/25, 25 units BID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, two gel, 30 units sub-Q QHS, and naproxen 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Medical problems, proboscis, lumbar sacral back strain with herniated disc times 3, diabetes mellitus, diabetes mellitus type 2, history of myocardial infarction, glaucoma, decreased vision bilaterally, history of a foot ulcer cellulitis, which has healed completely, burns on his hands, which have healed completely, questionable history of cerebral vascular accident, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used, he has used marijuana in the past and states that the last time he used it was in 1990. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Temperature, 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 158 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 4 and 1/4 inches tall. BP, 142 over 96 mmHg. Heart rate, 88 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 26.5. General. This is a 52-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal, with both fundi appearing dark. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does wear dentures and has lost most of his teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance but did have wax, but no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and the right pupil appeared to be more constricted than the left. Extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, according to the ophthalmologist that he saw yesterday, was OD uncorrected was 20 over 80. Corrected is 20 over 50. OS uncorrected is 20 over 80. Corrected is 20 over 40. Snellen vision, according to our findings today, were OD uncorrected is 20 over above 200. Pinhole is 20 over 100, and corrected was 20 over 100. OS uncorrected was 20 above 200. Pinhole was 20 over 70, and corrected was 20 over 70. Binocular uncorrected was 20 over 200, and binocular corrected was 20 over 200. We believe at this time that these readings are more likely than not accurate in view of the readings that the ophthalmologist had yesterday, and we will refer you to those readings as being more accurate at this time, secondary to either poor effort on the part of the claimant or just not being able to see the chart well today. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant had some scarring on the dorsal hands secondary to burns, which appeared to have healed completely. He does have full range of motion of his hands, but has difficulty in making a full closed fist. Could you please drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple tattoos and burns on the dorsal area of his hands. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of both lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. And the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. His flexion was at 90 degrees. There is mildly abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the hands and feet area. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant had difficulty in flexing his knees, but was able to flex at 100 degrees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes and was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, although at a slow rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. The claimant was unable to make a full closed fist, but was able to pinch and had difficulty opposing fingers and had mild contracture of the hand along with atrophy, which was noted on both hands. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, of a lumbar sacral back strain with possible radiculitis of both lower legs. He also appears to have some atrophy and decreased function of both hands, which may be coming from a mild medium carpal tunnel syndrome. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant does have some limitations in his visual fields and his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back sprain with a herniated disc times 3 and mild radiculopathy of both legs, along with some mild atrophy of his hands and decreased vision of both eyes. Probable diagnoses: number 1, lumbar sacral back problems with mild signs of radiculopathy bilaterally, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to ambulate and does not need a cane at this time. Number 2, diabetes mellitus type 2 with peripheral neuropathy, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 8%, which indicates he is borderline controlled at this time. Allegation number 3, burns to the dorsal area of his hands, confirmed with physical examination. However, the burns appear to have healed well, and although he does have decreased function of making a fist, I believe it's coming more from a neurological a disease from possible carpal tunnel syndrome at this time. Allegation number 4, decreased vision bilaterally, is being treated at this time. There is a large discrepancy in the Snellen vision, and we ask you to refer to the ophthalmologist reading. The ones that we took are more likely than not not accurate at this time. The claimant is scheduled for some surgeries in the near future, especially for the right eye. Allegation number 5, decreased hearing. The claimant is able to hear and understand my conversation. He has been diagnosed with presbycusis and appears to have a normal physical exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Garza.